USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He broke the law, and no one is above the law. I've said that before, and I'll say that again and again and again. No one.
That woman was a member of the jury in the trial for the president's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, who was convicted on 8 felony counts of bank and tax fraud last August and was sentenced yesterday to nearly 4 years in prison.
He just doesn't seem remorseful.
The 69-year-old pleading guilty to similar charges in a case in Washington, D.C., for which he'll be sentenced next week. None of these charges involved Manafort's work on the Trump campaign. It's the 111th annual International Women's Day. The theme this year is recognition of the desire of women around the world for balance in their lives and society. Events planned in over 35 cities in the USA. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
After some stops and starts, the U.S. House overwhelmingly passes a resolution condemning hateful speech. After freshman Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was accused of anti-Semitism over remarks she made on Israel. Yesterday, counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, accused Democrats of failing to punish Representative Omar specifically.
Apparently, this is not what Representative Omar said. It's what she believes. And if she believes that, she ought to just own up to it and stop pretending. I guess Speaker Pelosi today couldn't decide whether Omar is an anti-Semite or if she's stupid, since she said, well, she really didn't know what she was saying. She really didn't understand the import of the word.
Reports in Wisconsin are that the man charged with kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Claus after killing her parents will plead guilty. Jake Patterson, accused of kidnapping the teen after killing the parents last October and holding her captive for nearly 3 months before she escaped. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An Alabama Native American tribe is covering the cost of the funerals for the people killed by the tornadoes that tore through Lee County, Alabama, last weekend. The county coroner, Bill Harris, saying that the Porsche Band of Creek Indians are asking how much it will cost to cover all 23 funerals. The tribe ending up donating $184,000. To make it happen, Harris says he's grateful to the tribe for stepping up and to help families of that tragedy. The SpaceX Crew Dragon on its way back from the International Space Station after a successful overnight undocking. SpaceX is testing the reusable spacecraft that it designed to carry astronauts into space. Crew Dragon delivered supplies and equipment to the space station last weekend while also carrying a test dummy. The spacecraft is scheduled to splash down in the Atlantic Ocean this morning at 8:45 Eastern. The test is leading up to what SpaceX officials hope will be a manned test flight in July. And Costco is raising its minimum wage to $15 an hour. The wholesale retailer saying yesterday it's also going to raise pay for supervisors, and it has started offering paid parental leave even for hourly employees. Several large employers have raised hourly wages recently to keep workers in a hot job market. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.